I think it has to do with rest, being able to let your body heal. I think we've talked about this quite a bit. But still, when you start thinking about how much road travel, and traveling on the road is a bear. It will exhaust you. And then you've got the bumps in the ring, and they're doing more dangerous things all the time. And your body just breaks down. You need some rest. And Vince wants them on the road, what, 350 days out of the year or something like that?
Yeah, hardly any vacation time, hardly any family time or nothing like that. But professional wrestling has been like that ever since. But back in the day in the 80s, from what I understand, they had like 2 weeks off or a week off or something like that. But now Vince works them until they can't do no more, or they're so injured, or they just want to be a part-timer.
Okay, I'm gonna take you back in time to the beginning of the Monday Night Wars.
Yes.
What was one of the main reasons that Kevin Nash and Scott Hall jumped ship? Besides the money. I mean, they paid him a lot of money. Kevin Nash said at that time that he got more time off to be with his family and to let his body heal. Amazing. And that's
amazing.
I think that if All Elite can keep it together and keep it to where they are platooning their wrestlers a little bit, give them a little bit more rest, that is a time when they're going to start really getting some of the big talent in. And they have a talent pool right now that's really good. I like the talent they're getting.
Well, I like the talent that they're getting. And, I mean, they've got a surge of people, Chris Jericho and some of the names we've never heard before, and they've got Cody, and they got the young Bucks, and they've got all these other different wrestlers from around the world, and they've got New China that's going to be coming in with them, like New Japan, but it's New China. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see these different wrestlers, and Ring of Honor is going to probably paired with them. Boy, the rain is coming down now. Yay! So, yeah. Great. I needed a shower.
Oh, you walking right now?
Oh, I'm just outside the casino. Yeah, but it's not bad. I mean, I like what they've got. Maybe a lunatic will show up.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe the lunatic fringe will show up. Dean Ambrose.
There's rumors he's been offered $6 million.
For $6 million, I'll gladly get thrown around a couple of times and act like I got a karate chop across the chest. Fine, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wow. But other than that, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can.
Great.
If you need to take a break to get inside or something, go ahead.
Oh no, we're good.
Okay.
I got a bunch of people inside too, but they're okay. I know them all.
Okay.
But it's good. It's good. I like the way that they're going with All Elite. But we'll see what happens, and maybe the new Monday Night Wars can start back up again, and then maybe the Attitude Era would probably come back. But that's very doubtful.
Yeah, well,
very doubtful.
They'll do something to make it a little bit more adult. I think you've already seen the WWE even trying that just a little bit. Hey, by the way, I know you're busy, and I don't want you to get soaked. Concord, North Carolina. How far is that from you?
Concord is about an hour and a half away.
Oh, boy, to be in Concord this weekend, because the Crockett Cup is going to be there.
Yep.
Remember the old Crockett Cup, the tag team? Plus the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Nick Aldis, takes on the villain, Marty Scurll. For the national championship, Willie Mack, Colt Cabana. The women's champion, Jazz, the NWA women's champion, Jazz, takes on Allison Kay. And listen to some of this lineup for the Crockett Cup. The Briscoes from ROH taking on the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, my God.
They are still going at it.
Well, I still can't understand if it's Ricky. No, it's Robert that's got that lazy eye.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be able to see a fist coming to him or not, if it's coming from the left or the right, but the Rock and Roll Express, I put that on one of the Facebook page on the WrestleMania dream card.
Yeah.
the Rock and Roll Express versus, I think it was either the Revival or someone like that. I can't believe those guys are still going at it to this day. And you know what? It'd be interesting if they win the Crockett Cup. I think they will. Yes,
it could happen. It could happen.
But against the Briscoes, yeah. that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Then they're gonna have PCO and Brody King from ROH taking on a New Japan Wrestling team that I will just completely destroy their names if I try to pronounce it.
Yeah, you'll break your tongue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Then Flip Gordon with Bandido, and this Bandido is such fun to watch. They represent ROH. They're taking on a CMLL duo that, once again, I don't want to pronounce because I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. Crimson. You remember Crimson from TNA?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's still wrestling. He's going to team up with Jax Dane, and they're going to take on the winner of the Wild Card Battle Royal that they're going to have going on. And there's going to be some personal appearances by the Rock and Roll Express. Jim Cornette's Midnight Express is going to be there. And,
oh, wow.
And Nikita Koloff and Magnum TA. That's going to be just an hour and a half away from you, Boot.
I might give it a shot and see if I can get up there. Maybe get some interviews with Nikita Koloff in a wheelchair. I mean, he can still scare you by that voice, I got to see him. I mean, he's not in the best of health in the world.
Oh,
but,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair now. I don't think he can't even do anything. But I'd love to see Ricky and Robert Gibson of the Rock and Roll Express.
You know, Magnum TA was injured in that car wreck, and that's why his career ended. So
yeah, Magnum TA was. Oh man, that's another name that should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
is Magnums. But yeah, I'd love to go to Concord. I have to see how much those tickets are. I may just do that. I may go and see some professional wrestling. I haven't seen that in a while. I need to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Go by yourself. Get some friends to go with you. Just go have a blast. And it's in
Concord.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to do.
Yeah.
Got to go to Concord.
And next weekend, Zane and I are going to be in Salt Lake City for Devotion Championship Wrestling, an independent promotion that we've had some of the performers on. We're going to be down there. So it's going to be fun. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go down to Concord and I'll see if I can get some. I want to see some old-time wrestling and right there and get to see the Rock and Roll Express before they decide to retire.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
well, cool.
That'd be nice to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Get in
Not
there and
problem.
Make sure people are gambling and doing it correctly by having a limit on how much they spend, right?
Well, we've already had one guy 2 days ago drop $4,000 on one machine.
Woo!
So.
Man,
and when he walked, when he walked out, he said, "I don't know how I'm going to explain this to my wife." So,
Chris, we'll be talking to you again a little bit later on, and coming up next on Turnbuckle Trash, part two of That Wrestling Guy. Yes, as we go international on Turnbuckle Trash, we go to Australia talking professional wrestling next.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were wrestling?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
The Miz of the Turnbuckle Trash world, Zane O'Mac, the best in the world. Zane, you got a question now?
So we kind of, we had the Attitude Era, we had the Ruthless Aggression era, and then kind of the Reality era. And the rumor on the street is that the WWE is – I mean, we're starting to see a few more things, like when Randy Orton ripped out the nose ring and things like that seem to be maybe like we're getting a little bit edgier of a product. Are you okay with that? Some people are thinking maybe that – the PG era is over.
Yeah, look, as long as there's big business involved, I'm not sure how much of that PG era is going to be. I mean, the thing, and I made a video about this, it's like they're, I think I can say this because they say it on WWE TV, like the bitch quota that they use is like, sometimes it's like, yo, they've got a 3 bitch quota per show or something like that. And, you can use 3 bitches scattered across each hour or something like that, So it's like, whoa. oh, she's used up her bitch quota in one promo. You don't have any bitches left for Roman Reigns to say or whatever when he was calling Brock a bitch all that time. And like, it just seemed to be a battle of the bitches. But yeah, it's that kind of stuff. They do it sometimes, and then they'll pull back. So it's either go, I had to use this, but all in, or kind of keep it where it's at. Because yeah, it's from going back and looking at that older stuff. I know we're probably not going to see blood again, which is fair enough. That's fine. Even though I miss it, I like it. Like when it's it does add drama, and like a good old JR, you know. He's still a big advocate for it. Listen to him. He's he talks about that blood can just add that extra drama. But I don't think we're going to see that again. We're definitely not going to see bra and panties matches rolling around in custard rings or whatever like that. I mean, we're not going to see a spank my ass match or whatever like that. We're not going to see that stuff anymore. But I think more realistic, more real life kind of storytelling. It's maybe a bit darker. And maybe with the Bray stuff, it will go down that way. The PG's been around for quite a while. And, I mean, they've obviously still doing great business. And I think there's rumours that Fox want to have SmackDown a bit more edgier and whatever. Look, I think the core audience is still... I mean, they still want to hook those kids in. And we remember being kids and stuff like that. We got hooked into the Attitude Era, but I can't imagine, because I've got a five-year-old myself, I can't imagine showing him the Attitude Era now in this day and age. I don't know if that's going to fly. So we can't go all the way to the Attitude Era, but something a bit more. I'm happy with, as long as it's done well and not too, like, just for the, you know, that bitch quota that I mentioned. It's like, oh, she said bitch again. It's like, okay, well, yeah, you're hardcore.
Hey, Sam, I got one question for you. This is completely non-wrestling related.
Yeah.
How big is the sandwich spread Vegemite there? Oh, I cannot stand that stuff, man.
Look, dude, you're probably putting it, you're probably not having it the correct way, which is what most people do. Okay. Yeah, you know how, like when you're getting breastfed as a baby, like we don't actually use mother's milk, we use Vegemite, we are weaned on it. When we are from a young age, like it is in our DNA, we bleed Vegemite. Like, that's not a joke either. Like, it's everybody in Australia has Vegemite in their cupboard. Look, you need to have it with nice butter, melt that butter on the bread, and then spread it on. If you have it straight, it just tastes like absolute.
I just had it on bread. It was, yeah, it tasted like something a dog would leave in the front yard here, you know?
Oh, so. Yeah. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. Yeah, it tastes like crap, 100%. But you need to toast it and then have it with butter and then put it on there, and it's nice. I think Hugh Jackman, who I don't really like, Hugh Jackman went on Jimmy Fallon and showed them once how to do it properly. But so you got to do it the right way. It's like, of course it tastes like crap when you just have it straight. Like, I think it's basically just yeast, and I actually don't know what's in it, to be honest.
Oh, it's pungent. I'll tell you that. It is pungent. When you mention Hugh Jackman, I'm going completely off wrestling here, so you have to forgive me. I'm an old man. Have you guys ever heard of a show called Viva Laughlin?
Yeah, the name rings a bell, but I haven't seen it.
It was based, something Hugh Jackman said, they based it on a very popular program in Australia that involved a casino and them singing popular songs and basically singing along with the songs, not using musicians and recutting the song, but like Hugh Jackman sang along with the Rolling Stones in one of the episodes, one of the worst TV shows ever. Viva Laughlin, you gotta, it's bad. So when you mentioned that, I just had to say that. So
yeah, look, I mean, Hugh Jackman, he's Wolverine and that's it.
He's not the greatest showman.
I don't know. He's too much of that kind of that good guy. I'm still sus on him. Like, at least like Russell Crowe has had some like indiscretions and beating people up with telephones and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, at least he's got a bit of an edge to him, and he's a bit more real. Whereas like Hugh just seems like this kind of great bloke that can't do anything wrong. Which kind of it's I'm a bit sus on that.
I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on and for responding. I never thought in a million years. I was like, I'm going to message this guy because I commented on one of your posts and you wrote back, and it was the Asian experience. I says their finisher can be the happy ending. And you replied back to me, and I was like, whoa. I was like, this guy's cool. And so I never thought in a million years that I would have that kind of that you would message me back. And I just want to tell you thanks for your time, and thank you for coming on. And you are so funny in your Way Back Wrestling and your car videos and your memes. You're like a professional wrestling genius, and so lots of compliments to you there. And unfortunately, Joe Ingles and the Jazz didn't do as good as we thought.
But Joey, sorry, God. Joey couldn't get you over the line.
No, he didn't. They lost last night. I'm still sad.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the Jazz, you had that golden era with the mailman and John Stockton, and that was your time. I don't think you've done much since, have you, for 20 years? But no, look.
This is the best team we've had in a while.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I go for the Pacers, so we got swept by Boston. So,
well, you've got a very, very active professional basketball scene in Australia, both men and women. You got some good teams over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ben Simmons is Australian. So I mean, Andrew Bogut as well. He was the number one pick. So we've got some good basketball stocks.
Well, and there's been, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Sorry, man.
No, it's fine.
I was going to say, there's been quite a few players from Dave's hometown of Logan. The Aggies have had quite a few people go to Australia to play basketball. Mm. Yes. I think Nate Harris went to Australia to play basketball, and I think Jared Quayle went to Australia, and there's been several people from Logan area.
I was talking to Nate about a year ago, and he had a wonderful experience in Australia. He loved it.
Yeah, so, where did he play? You know,
I don't know which team he played. Yeah. He played for about 8 years, though. I don't know if he was ever a big champion or anything like that, but he did play for about 8 years. He's been back in the States for about 5 to 10. So this was a long time ago. Nate played there. So,
yeah, we get a lot of we've got our national competition, which is quite strong, and people can come over here, and if they're just kind of on that fringe, or they were kind of good in college but didn't quite make the cut in the NBA, or they can never go to the D League, or they try and go internationally, and then we get a lot of those players come across. So it's cool for our league too to have Americans over here. But yeah, we're producing some really good talent at the moment.
And by the way, Andrew Bogut, you talked about, went to the University of Utah, and he was the number one draft pick overall in the NBA. Good college basketball, and basketball stars come from Australia. And man, I got to add in, I've really enjoyed this. I've enjoyed talking to you, Sam. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, look, I appreciate it. You Americans are all right, I suppose. You guys are all right.
Maybe. Yeah. Gee, thanks.
Yeah, you are a bit annoying when you travel, but other than that, you're all right.
Yeah, we ask you questions about Barbies, and we ask you questions about Vegemite.
The stereotypes, mate. It's just it's classically what I get. Like, does everyone own their own kangaroo?
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
All that kind of crap. It's pretty.
Do you drink Foster's beer? You know, that kind of thing. So
I've already had. Like, I mean, what's the time? It's 10:30. I've already had like 5 Fosters, so I'm pretty much out of today.
That's awesome. Well, again, so Sam, is there anything you would like to add about your Instagram or anything like that before we cut you loose?
Yeah, I'll cut a promo on myself, I suppose. Look, there's. The page, I think, is unique in the fact that I don't try and make it like anything else on there, on Instagram. Some people like just post pictures of other people's stuff, and that's fine, and they've got their following. But I make a point of having unique content on there and stuff that I think's funny and it's authentic too. So it's not me being fake. It's me kind of in the car. I do get angry. You know, turn myself up a little bit, jack the volume up, and try and maybe get a bit too angry sometimes, which can, you know, it's good for comedic thing, but sometimes the stress levels for me, I got to calm myself down a little bit afterwards. But look, it's something that I've tried to make unique and original, and all my kind of stuff on there has been cut by me, edited by me, and stuff like that. So if you want a different experience than just one thing, it's not just memes, it's not just videos, it's whatever I think of, I just kind of put up there and hope people, and it's resonated with people like yourself. And if you want to go on there, yeah, and have a bit of a look, it's just full of random stuff. Like I've dressed up as a lady at one point, you know, I'm shaking, you know, I've done a whole bunch of stuff. I've drank out of a shoe at 5:30 in the morning, alcohol out of a shoe. Like, you know, I've tipped beer on myself. It's whatever I think is going to go, I'll generally do it. So yeah, if you want to check it out, but I really appreciate you guys reaching out. I'm happy to chat with you.
Great. Well, Sam, thank you. Thank you again. I don't know how to thank you enough, because we've had a really good time here. And
yeah,
it's always great to know that we are not the only wrestling fans in the world. You know, I think that it's kind of like wrestling reminds me of McDonald's. You know, everybody's like, well, I don't eat a McDonald's. That's disgusting. And it's like, McDonald's sells 9 billion hamburgers a day. who the hell? And it's like, oh, I don't watch wrestling. That's fake. And it's like the WWE has more social media followings than like the NFL, the NHL, like every other professional sport. The WWE kills them in media content.
Yeah.
So who are the wrestling fans?
I know. It's weird. I have to constantly go, you know, it's not just some kind of small timey thing. Like with people who don't watch it, it's not a small thing that's just like, you know, happens in a small kind of bingo hall, whatever. It's like an international company, multi-billion dollar. Like, it's a proper thing. And they go, so I've been to WrestleMania. Sorry, my voice is going. I went to WrestleMania in Dallas. And I'm like, what's WrestleMania? I'm like, oh, there's only 100,000 people backing out a stadium for people that are rolling around doing fake stuff, apparently. So, I mean, how big is it? How big do you, like, If that's not saying how big the scale is of it, then like it's not just some small kind of subculture like a weird fetish or something like that. There's actually all over the world massive amounts of fans. And you're right, you know, we kind of hide a little bit that fact. And I'm trying to – I don't hide that fact. I try and explain it to people in a quick way to say that, you know, this is what I do. It's essentially television storytelling. And if you're going to jump in halfway through and say this looks ridiculous, then it's like me jumping in halfway through a TV series and going, oh, well, this doesn't make any sense at all, you know? So you got to kind of – it's characters, it's stories. It builds up. So if you just go in and look at it, you know, a match and go, oh, geez, that looks stupid, and turn it off, well, then and you can do that with anything. You can do that with a movie. If I go through, you're going to see Endgame. If I walked halfway through Endgame and went, oh, God, well, what's happening on board of this change of channel? It's like you got to watch it progress and the characters progress. So yeah, I mean, I'm a proud wrestling fan, and there are lots of us, and people message me, DM me on Instagram all the time from all over the world. And it's a great culture to be a part of.
Well, Sam, before we let you go, when you were talking about that, a few years, I think 2 years ago, I bought a Rusev Day t-shirt, and I wear it everywhere. But I got an email from the WWE asking me some questions about my purchase. And one of the questions was, do you wear your wrestling merchandise in everyday life instead of just at events? And I said, yes, I wouldn't have bought it unless I was willing to wear it. And yeah, I wear it to work at my radio station. People are always saying, what is Rusev Day? But I am proud to be a professional wrestling fan. And I wouldn't wear it if I wasn't proud of the product they put out.
Yeah, 100%. I've got, I go to the gym a little bit. I wear my, Elias. I've got some Elias shirts. I think he's probably one of the best things they've got going at the moment, Elias. So, yeah, I'm happy to wear that. It's not just, for events. I mean, we don't get too many events down here anyway. So it's not like we can, if I buy a T-shirt, I'm wearing it like once a year. If that, like, yeah, I'm buying it to say that, you know, I'm proud to be a wrestling fan. I'm proud to be part of this, and you know, it's, yeah, even though like Super Showdown was awesome last year at the cricket ground, the MCG, but yeah, that was cool to see the Australian, all the masses of Australian wrestling fans getting together. So, I mean, if you can fill 60,000 in a stadium of or a country that's only got kind of like 22 million, you're doing pretty well. So yeah, I wear my wrestling shirts all the time, mate. It's you got to embrace it. You wouldn't hide it, because we all cop crap from everyone about wrestling anyway. So just roll with it, embrace it, just keep going.
Right on. Well, Sam, thanks again for coming on, and
I hope you have
I guess it's day over in Australia now, so I sure hope you have a great day and enjoy, and can't wait to watch your next Instagram post.
Yeah, it should be up today, and yeah, so I'm just gonna crack open the Fosters, have a barbie, jump in a kangaroo,
and have a little Vegemite on the side.
Yeah,
okay?
Why not?
And check out the fabulous Kangaroos, by the way, on YouTube. You'll find them. They were a great tag team. I really enjoyed them. Yeah.
They didn't hop around, did they?
No, they did bring in with boomerangs, and they did, what's that, Waltzing Matilda was their entrance.
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you'll come Waltzing Matilda.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
I
brilliant.
Remember seeing them. They were very entertaining. I really enjoyed them.
Waltzing Matilda. God, that's a terrible song.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, Jolly Swagmans and stuff. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, but I can't stand Men at Work. I can't stand that song Down Under. I'm sorry. Oh. It drives me crazy. I hate it.
Well, I don't like it either. Everywhere Look. I...
And you're from there.
Yeah, I know. It's a shocking song. Look, I've been in I've been to the States a couple of times, and I've lived overseas. I've walked in and someone like, oh, there's an Aussie here. Play that Down Under, and then just cranking. I'm just sitting there with my head in my bloody hands, just going, guys, yes, we have other bands. It's not just Men at Work. We have other music. We do. It's not just Men at Work. On our radio stations, just Land Down Under just plays 24/7 on the loop. We do have other Australian bands.
Yeah, Little River Band, who are going to be in here in Utah, real close to where I'm at right now in June, and I might go over to see them.
Yeah. I mean, AC/DC, Australian, obviously.
Yeah.
They're quite a big band, I suppose.
kind of good.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, I like them.
I was waiting for the attempted Australian accent. I love to hear when Americans kind of struggle with it, because I haven't heard anyone do a good one yet.
I'm not even going to try.
I
don't want to get made fun of.
I got to try. You know, that's I've been made of. I'm on the radio every day. People make fun of me every day, so that's okay by me. So,
yeah, no, go for it. Try. I want to see.
What are you waiting for, Dave? Come on.
What? Why was that again?
Let's hear your Australian accent.
I can't do an Australian accent. I can just do a Southern accent.
You can do an Australian accent.
I can do a Southern. I can speak Tasmanian. Are you ready for that? I mean, this is a bad joke.
Okay.
You understood every word I said, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Look, that was perfect dialect there. That was some good stuff. Yeah,
I actually worked with a lady who was from the island, and I did that to her, and I thought she was going to spit out her milk. She laughed so hard. So,
yeah, it's a cool place down there. Yeah,
that was a really bad impression. So.
Well, I liked it. I liked it.
Thank you.
Kind of like a dad joke. I liked it.
All right.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
So, what the hell? See, I didn't say the F word then.
Since about 1894.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long time.
Damn, it only took 5 minutes. Wow. Yeah, we all sound the same, mate.
It's a beautiful day in our nape.
But on, with the Robert Roode thing, I'm glad that they've given him that porn star mustache.
As soon as you could see those eyes and the way he was talking.
Original, random, dumb stuff.
I can do. I can speak Tasmanian. Are you ready for that? I mean, this is a bad joke.
Get your Aussie barbecue steak. Damn, it only took like 5 minutes. Wow.
Elmo's not going to come out and say, how you doing, kids? He's going to stab Elmo.
Joey Ryan, like, doing his penis thing. I was going to say another word then. Penis.
Now, you want to pull it?
I don't know. He's standing in the background looking himself in the mirror. It's...
doing hey, his thing. Back, let's just leave it at thing.
When you're getting breastfed as a baby, like, we don't actually use mother's milk. We use Vegemite.
This guy's cool.
I'm sorry. That thing kind of creeped me out. Heiny, heiny.
You Americans are all right, I suppose.